Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Internet Marketing. Brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. This is, in fact, Internet Marketing. I'm Andy White. I'm joined by...
Billy Sailing.
Google has brought out something quite recently in the last month or two, call out extensions. And this is just a short show, but I wanted to just talk about this with you because they're quite important. I think they're very powerful.
Yeah, I think, like you say, they're very new, but they have the potential to be quite powerful. And I think it's one of those things that is definitely worth using. It doesn't cost you any more to add in call out extensions to your ads, but they could be a great way to improve your ad performance.
Yeah.
Search only doesn't work for display, but what it does is it gives you a chance to highlight another service or offering as a way to engage potential customers and encourage people to click on your ads rather than somebody else's.
So it's like it just gives you an opportunity to put, is it just more text or is it a link? Or?
No, it's just more text. You can't put links in there. Mm. But what you can do is obviously match the site links in your ads to the text if that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
So if there's something around a specific product or you've got an offer on a specific product range, then the site link with that ad might link directly to that product or that range of products.
Okay. So how do we think this might help online marketers?
Well, what it can do, it can help you to set your business apart from everybody else. Mm. So, for example, if you have something quite timely, so a seasonal sale or an offer on something for a limited amount of time, you can place that within your call out extension to sit alongside your ad without actually changing the ad, which works quite well. It means the ad stays the same, but you can update the call extension with more timely and relevant information. So it could be something if you're ad text is around a specific range of products, you might want to let people know that you have next day delivery or that you're offering free delivery for a specific period of time. Or if you're a plumber, you might want to put on there that you don't charge a call out fee. So anything that would attract your customers to click on your link rather than somebody else's, even if you're not appearing sort of top within the ad listings. So the way they work is for anyone that is running PPC campaigns. You can add call out extensions to either the account, campaign, or ad group level. If you run PPC, you'll know what that means. Google allows you to run up to or to place up to 4 different call out extensions per level.
Right.
So you can have 4 at account level, 4 at campaign level, and 4 at ad group level. There's a minimum of 2, but Google actually recommends that you put in the maximum of 4. The reason for this being, as is the way with Google Ads, Google decides when to show your ad, when it's most relevant.
Yeah.
It will do the same for your call out extension. So it will decide whether to show your call out extension or not and how relevant it feels it is. So the more options you've got in there, the more chance there is that one of your call extensions will be displayed.
So I'm just trying to get my head around it, what the difference between a call out extension and the main sort of little text body is.
Yeah.
Is it that the call out extension is treated separately to the main body in terms of search results?
Yeah, it's related. So Google can decide to show your ad but not show a call out extension. But the call out extension is linked to the ad. So you'll have a selection of call out extensions that you would like shown with specific ads. So you're giving Google the option of, say, if you're displaying this ad, here are a couple of call out extensions that work with this ad, and Google can select one of those. It can select more than one. if it feels that the ads are relevant. But obviously, the more you have, if you've got a few different options, you'll start to see, you know, Google may start preferring some over others.
Right, yeah.
See them as more relevant. So it gives you a chance to sort of gauge which particular selling points are proving most useful.
Yeah.
You can also monitor the performance of each of the different callout extensions through, obviously, the click-through rates on the ads. Mm. So you can actually go in and see which callout extensions are performing best.
Mm.
And potentially sort of tweak them or update them without losing the performance data up till then. So if you've got a callout extension, you start to see an increase in click-through rates, or you've got one that hasn't been performing as well, perhaps hasn't been shown as much, or you haven't seen much of a difference in the click-through rates, you can go in and edit just the callout extension,
yeah,
just that text, and the performance data will remain. So you can then start to see if it goes up or goes down. Whereas with your ads data, if you want to create or adjust an ad, you have to create a whole new one, which means you're starting from scratch every time. So it's not as easy to see whether the changes, you know, what changes, you know, bring about an increase, or which changes actually start to see the performance levels going down.
So it sounds like it's giving you a bit more sort of granularity over your message and when it's displayed.
Absolutely. And in terms of reporting, it gives you another layer.
Mm.
To analyze the performance. And also, you know, if you're looking at things that would grab the user's attention, it gives you some really nice insight into what's encouraging your customers to click on your ads more often and more frequently. One of the nice things about it is you can set it for device level as well.
Yeah.
One of the uses I've been looking at it for is looking at bringing sort of offline and online together within your mobile ads. So you could potentially, if you've got a campaign running that's targeting a specific location, so you've got something, say, set to a particular geographical location and you're an online retailer, but you've got stores as well.
Yeah.
You could potentially then set your callout extension to give information about the local store. So you can set parameters around when and where to show the text as well. So you could potentially say, if I'm, you know, in Brighton and I'm searching for a specific product, and as a retailer, they've got a store that's located in Brighton, I could potentially see a piece of text that would point me to visit my local store.
When you were in the vicinity of that
store. I was in the vicinity and when I was within the store opening times. So I could set it to only show while the store is actually open. So there could be like a local event that's happening. It could even be a store opening, a special promotion, you know, when the sales are starting, if there's just something going on in store that I might be interested in. So you can set it on a kind of location basis, which does then start to make it a little bit
extremely powerful.
Powerful and, you know, a lot more interesting.
Do we have any, I know it's early days, Felice, but do we have any indication of how people are using this?
We don't as yet. I mean, I think that people are using it and a lot of it is around sort of additional services. So it is around promoting a specific offer. So it could be like a, you know, £3 for £50 on a particular product.
Yeah.
Or it could be, you know, the free delivery. It could be a price match promise, you know, in addition to the normal ad text. So it's only been available for a month. So, you know, we're not really seeing much coming out in terms of reporting. But what we do know is that, you know, anything that helps you to stand out and allows you a bit of extra space to give additional messaging can only help the campaign. And I think in terms of having different options as well, just adds another layer to your performance data and allow you to analyze that in terms of your customer behavior as well.
Yeah.
And obviously then you can take all of that data back and start feeding that into your other marketing activities. So knowing which of your services are the ones that are attracting the most attention, those are the ones you might be promoting more on your website.
Yeah.
Promoting offline, TV ads, in-store.
So, Felice, fantastic. Now, where do people need to go to find out a bit more about callout extensions?
Okay, well, as always, there's loads of information on Google support pages. There's, you know, there's guidance in there. There's little video content that show you how you could potentially use it. There's all of the information about how to set it up, how to monitor, how to edit, remove, when they might show, when they won't show. So I think if anyone's considering giving them a go, we'll put a link, obviously, in the show notes.
Yeah.
But it, generally speaking, if you just go on to Google and do a Google search for callout extensions, it'll pretty much be the top result.
Fantastic. So brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. And if you put a / IM podcast after that. You'll get to the show notes. Podcast@sitevisibilityco.uk is the place to send emails. You can send questions or comments. We have a telephone number, +44 1273 256 150, if you want to leave a comment or a question in an audio way, which we always like. And of course, you can find us on iTunes. And we do love reviews and ratings, don't we, Felice?
Yes, we do.
So we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.